No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Another Wednesday whiskey review from you boys of the Buffalo Happy Hour. Today we're going to Scotland, mate, and we're headed to our friends over at Dalwhinnie. Dalwhinnie is a Highland distillery, so if you're familiar with the region of Scotland, it's the massive area above Glasgow and Edinburgh that basically goes into the entire islands. Dalwhinnie is a very remote distillery, not to sound pretentious or anything, but when I was in Scotland, we drove by the distillery. And I'm not going to lie, there was literally nothing by it. There was a small town, probably of a couple dozen houses, I would assume, that were originally built for the people of the distillery to live somewhere. But other than that, the town is very small. It's in the middle of absolutely nowhere. And they make some amazing whiskey. So we've had this one before. Just kidding. Not this exact one, because this is a distiller's edition. But we did have Dalwhinnie 15, and we have it below right now. So we can do a comparison in a little bit. This is Dalwhinnie 15, but they age this in, it's double matured in Oloroso seasoned American oak casks. So Oloroso sherry, we're probably going to pick up some cherry notes, but we'll talk about that when we get to the label branding section.
How much was this?
$99.99.
Okay, so $100.
I spent a lot of money this morning, Michael.
And it's what proof?
43%, so 86 proof.
Okay.
And this is the Highland region of Scotland, and this is 15 years old.
Got it.
So label branding. It comes in a box. I'm not gonna knock it, but I will say the store that I bought it from, take care of your box a little bit more. Like this was the only one left on the shelf, and it was damaged, the box, a little bit. It's a little weird. But I don't know, I picked it up and I'm like, this is weird. Anyway, the actual bottle, though, is gorgeous. It mirrors the box. Super cool label. I love the color spectrum on this. Gold, blue, dark gray, red. Like, this is a really cool looking bottle.
I agree. They have a starter pull tab. Are you going to destroy this one, too?
It depends. Is it going to be perforated, and are we going to actually have a good experience?
For $100, it better be.
Right? Well, the last one is 90, 86, and I did not have a good experience.
I think it was a glue issue to save you. But I still think you just destroyed.
I don't think that's true.
Anything about it.
This one looks like it's going to have a good experience. But anyway, looking at it, it's 15 years old. It's a pretty dark color.
Is it, though?
For scotch? Yeah, absolutely. For scotch? This is pretty dark for scotch.
You think?
Yeah.
All right.
This is like a dark gold, almost a copper. I wouldn't put this in straw hay category, but I would put this in more of a dark gold copper.
Yeah, I agree. Like something that somebody would want to steal out of the east side, you know?
Absolutely. Or has already stolen out of the east side.
That's a scrap copper joke for those not in the know.
So I would say, what are you going to go? A plus check for label branding?
Has to be an A.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm waiting on is this opening experience, because it's gonna determine some of the label branding. Real cork, what do we got here? $100.
See, look at that.
All right.
Come on.
I get it.
Come on, dude. Look at how perforated this is. It comes out just like a Neverland Ranch. salad opening experience, you know? Like, this was so nice. And it's aluminum, too, because you can bend it and it stays its shape. It was a good opening experience. Decrease the rating on that last one we did. All right.
Holy hell.
Real cork. It took quite a bit, and it expanded, so it's going to be difficult to get back in. Jesus.
my leg went up for you people that can't see. Good opening experience, good sound, real choric. I would go A++.
I agree with you, A++. Fantastic.
Everybody already tuned out already. All right, so let's get into the nose, the pouring experience, and then we'll rate this bad boy.
All right, 86 proof.
Using our dram diary as always, thank you so much.
Greg. Also, this is review number 209, so you know.
209.
Getting up there, bud.
I can't believe we broke the 200 mark. That's
dude,
fascinating.
Just smell this.
All right, relax. I don't want to stop smelling it, Derek.
It's so good, isn't it? It's that traditional Highland fresh fruit note, but this is almost like a caramelized peach.
Ooh, I like that call.
Yeah, it is. It's like a caramelized peach.
Almost like a peach pie.
Caramelized peach. You're getting...
wood sugars.
Fruit, wood sugar.
Almost kind of like a subtle fig.
Fig and... well, I'm getting sea salt, too.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely
I'm getting a touch of it.
Yeah.
Getting a touch of it. You gotta dig.
It smells fresh. It, honest to God, smells fresh.
And that second level of that sea salt and fig is really nice.
Yeah.
Honestly, initial taste, I might also go like a check on this. I'm pretty
you mean
pleased
nose?
With this. Yeah, nose. I'm pretty pleased.
A check, you said?
Yeah, a check. Would you agree?
I agree. I agree.
Palate, initial taste.
It's pretty dry. Everything's been dry today.
Yeah, it's been very dry today, huh? Maybe it's because we drank our heads off last night at Whiskey Riot.
We didn't, though. We were smart. We really didn't go that hard.
Yeah, no. Pause.
We
went to Whiskey Riot.
Oh, my God.
It took you like an hour to get there, but that's fine.
It's fine. I'm just trying to keep it...
PG?
Just trying to, you know, full steam ahead.
You're getting a lot of fresh, crisp, like wet grass, fruit, sea salt on this initial taste. And for a 15-year, it's delicious.
You're almost getting like a little skunky note, too. I definitely wouldn't say peat or smoke, but definitely a little bit of that like skunky, almost fungus type note. Kind of like you were saying, that wet bog or something like that.
Yeah. Something Scotland. It probably rained that day.
Probably. And for the next 17 years after that, because that's all it does there is rain. It's very fresh, though. It does taste like a lot of fresh fruit.
Every once in a while, you'll get a sip of scotch that'll actually travel your sinus cavity. This is one of them, and it's pleasant. It doesn't burn. It's a very high hug. It just kind of sits in your throat a little bit. And then it just makes you salivate with your palate. It's not a bad experience at all. I want to shake this distiller's hand. That's what I want to do. I really am grateful that we're able to try this. Very appreciative. And I respect the game. I mean, this is a really, really solid scotch. And I love Highland Scotch.
I do love that most Scotland distillers put out their staple products, and then they do a distiller's edition that is aged in a sherry or some sort of red wine cask. You see that with Dalwhinnie. You see it with Oban. Actually, we were pissed at Oban because they put a red label on it, but it was actually a white wine cask, and it threw me through a loop.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I remember, I was so mad.
Yeah.
But, like, Lagavulin behind you, too, they have one that is aged in a sherry cask. They do that a lot. The distiller's edition in Scotland most always has some sort of red wine finished, whether it's Oloroso, whether it's a port or a Pedro Ximenez or something like that.
You love your Oloroso, man.
Yeah. I love my Pedro Ximenez too, dude. PX casks.
Yeah, you
are
do.
Amazing.
I mean, they are great. They are great. Millstone's PX is ridiculous, but any Hoosiers. Initial taste rating. This is an A+.
like a really sound A+.
Yeah, I'd say A+. I agree. It's a very traditional Highland. I wouldn't say it's nearly as sweet as a Speyside.
Right.
Like Speyside, you almost get a little puckered face.
Sure.
Because of how sweet it is. But this isn't that sweet. It's more of like a, like you were saying, like a dry fruit, but it's fresh still.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not ripe enough where all those sugars are coming through. An underripe apple.
So, ending note, what are you getting on?
Ending note, I'm almost getting kind of like a carameled fig. Like caramel fig.
I'm still just getting a lot of fruit and sea salt.
Yeah.
I'm getting like peach, sea salt. I'm not really getting fig. You got fig?
Yeah, I'm getting some sort of red fruit on the back end. I want to say it's a fig. I could be convinced that it might be almost like a black currant. But we're going to...
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Keep yours, drink the last of yours really quick because we're going to do a comparison between this Distiller Select and this regular Dalwhinnie 15. I definitely wouldn't say that it's very, like...
Hey, store where I got this from, protect your box.
Yeah, I just throw it. Poof! I threw it on carpet, not linoleum.
I know, relax.
Okay, so...
Jesus.
We're going to do a little bit of a comparison this between...
It's a tasting pour, Putt. I'm not here for 3 hours.
You are. All right, let's do this.
I mean, this. I am into facto. I'm your boss.
You're definitely... All right, so we got in front of us. We're going to do a little tasting thing here between...
So much juice.
I know. It's also super obnoxious that I'm just like, oh, let's do a comparison for something that I already have in stock. Because I'm a loser.
Well, first we got to finish the final. I'm sorry, we have to finish the rating.
So I'm getting caramel, fig, and wood sugar in the ending note for me. I can see where you're coming with the sea salt. I think the sea salt. I'm associating sea salt with the dryness that I'm getting at the end.
Where would you rate it?
Ending note. I might shock you. I might go.
No, I'm in the same page.
B+.
I'm like a B+ check. Yeah. I really am. I don't think it's an A.
Check. The initial taste is what shines the most with the Distiller Select.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, final rating. Give me that countdown. For a Distiller Select.
Yeah. A check, A+, and B+ check. Okay. 3, 2, 1. 92.
91.
Okay.
Solid rating. Would you have it in your collection? You bought it, so obviously you're a yes. Oh, shut up. You would have this in your collection. It's a Distiller Select.
Yeah, it's a Distiller Select. If
I know you, bro. This is 100% something worthy of being in your collection.
I think that it might be a little bit too expensive to be in my... Like, I separate it between, is it going to be in my collection because I'm a... Or I'm a whiskey... I'm a Scotch nerd. I'll bleep that out.
Eric Goinard.
I'm a Scotch nerd that loves sherry-finished whiskeys.
Okay.
Or red wine-finished whiskeys. If I'm going to tell you guys if I would invest $100 to buy this product, that's where I'm going to draw the line. I think if this was $89.99 or a little bit cheaper...
Yeah, you'd buy two.
Yeah, I'd buy two. No, if this was cheaper, not $100 after tax, I would buy it. But when you have the Lagavulin Pedro Ximénez Distiller Select behind you... I am more inclined to buy that type of a product other than this. This is good, but I think this is a little bit too expensive for the taste that I get for this.
I would have this in my collection after a year-end bonus.
Okay. So you would more celebrate with this one.
Yeah, and I don't know when I'd open it, but I would buy it, and I would have it in my collection.
It's good. I'm definitely not saying it's not good, but I'm saying $100 is a little bit pricey for me for something like this.
Totally fair.
Now let's compare it. Definitely. So this definitely. Is the regular, or this is the 15, that's the regular. So you're seeing a little bit more of a caramelization color to it. Kind of a little hint of red from that sherry cask. So here, let's try this one first. So this is the one that we've just been having. So let's refresh our palate.
Well, I'm good. I just had it. Okay, I'll keep drinking.
We got two more episodes after this.
Two?
Yeah, we have two whiskey education classes, dude.
Oh, that's different.
No. So this is definitely more fig forward. Now let's try that one. I haven't had that one in a little bit. So for you people that are watching this, this is their Dalwhinnie 15, their staple product, and this is their Dalwhinnie 15 that is finished in this sherry seasoned American oak casks.
I am deceased.
What do you mean?
That's so good.
The regular?
Yeah. I still like Distiller Select a bit more, but that is delicious. That is so, so tasty. Now, I've only had two SKUs right here. Oh, I'm super happy. I'm okay with this. I'm very okay. I still think that you're getting a little bit more fruit with the Distiller Select than you are with the Standard. But I think overall, the Distiller Select for me wins this. What are you searching?
The price point of the Dalwhinnie 15.
It's got to be less than the Distiller's, right?
So Dalwhinnie 15 is 81.
Yeah, there you go.
This is 100.
Yeah, that so still tastes better.
You think that this is worth $20 more than that?
You're annoying.
So when I tell people to, like, is this something that you'd have in your collection? Obviously, it's in our collection because we're savages and we spend too much money on whiskey. It's a tax write-off. Don't worry about it. Just found out about this year. You know we're going to exploit this. Trump just fired all the IRS agents too. Let's go, baby. So when I ask people if should this be in your collection, it's bang for your buck, right? This is $80, 81. This is 100 or 99. So is this worth the additional $18 to get a sherry finished whiskey, or are you okay with this being 82?
To me, it's the difference of opening and not opening. Are you building a collection, or are you having another option inside of your inventory that may or may not be large that you will drink?
Sure.
For sure. Like, I have Acarchus.
Yeah, Lafroy.
Yeah, Warehouse H. Unopened.
Warehouse, like, one.
Warehouse one. But, like, will I feel bad drinking it? No.
Yeah.
You know, it was an affordable option, and then there was a sale on top of it because they were trying to move it. So grabbed it, rock and roll. Then I have a 15-year French Oak Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was gonna open that bottle if the Bills won the AFC Championship game.
French Oak, is that Glenfiddich?
Yeah.
Or Glenlivet?
Glenlivet, 15. Okay, yeah. And I was going to open that if the Bills won the game.
Right.
They didn't. I put it back on the shelf.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, if I'm basing it off of these two, the $20 is, am I opening it or not opening it? Like, honestly, I struggle with opening either of these. If they're right now in my, in my inventory, I struggle with opening them.
So if we have a listener that has a $100 bill in their pocket, and let's just imagine tax doesn't exist for this purpose, but they have a $100 bill in their pocket, they're going to the liquor store, and they want a Highland whiskey that we suggest, and you give them two options. Either this one, they can spend $80 and they get $20 back, or this, they spend all of it. Is it worth spending all of it for this one, or would you recommend having this and saving that $20 for something else?
I think it's worth the extra $20 and to get the Distiller Select. It's also based on what their end goal is. If they just want, like, this is my current feature. You know, like, a lot of people for bourbon, it's like the feature bottle that they won't open but they bought is Pappy, right? So it's their feature option. If that person has $100 to spend to go towards their feature piece, get the Distiller Select. Yeah. You know, like, have it. That's my recommendation.
I agree with that. I think that this one is a very good option. I personally think that this might be a little bit overpriced for $82, but that's besides the point. I do think that Distiller's Select and putting that Distiller's tag on it gives you the assurance that the distiller feels like this is one of their best options.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, you see Distiller's Select around that $100 mark. I wouldn't be against you buying this option. But for me personally, I like more of this, the Isla whiskey finished in the Speyside cask. So if I, or the sherry cask. So if I had to choose between this or, like, a Lafroig, aged sherry for $100, I would go that route. But this is definitely a solid option for the price. Cool. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for today's Wednesday Whiskey Review, where we talked about Dalwhinnie 15-year distiller select that is aged in a sherry-seasoned American oak casks. If you did like this review or you were drinking with us, we always recommend a drink responsibly to your person or Michael.
Don't litter, but I will add one piece.
We're out.
To that point is you love Islay Scotch, and I love Highland Scotch, yep. So that's why I would definitely, without question, be like, yeah, that's my move, and you're like, eh, I'd rather put it towards a Laphroaig or, like, a Lagavulin 16, you know, like, but at the same time, it's still a Scotch, but do you want the peat and the smoke, or do you not want that, and then you want more of the fruit? If you're trying to exude what Highland is all about, that's what this distiller option is going to give you. So I feel like this really focuses in and emphasizes Highland Scotch in a really good way.
And let me add a little caveat to this, too.
I just, that's my thing.
Yeah! I'll add a little caveat in justification of buying this. This is 15 years finished in a sherry cask.
Yeah.
The Laphroaig and the Lagavulin are generally 8 to 11.
Right.
So you're getting a longer whiskey for the same price.
Yeah.
So take that for what you want. Appreciate you all. Please remember to drink responsibly, good person, and Michael.
Do not.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.